Good morning. 6:42, Brock Hunter.
What's up? What's happening? Yeah, dude, I'm just saw this video. The title of this video is The Rock Surprising a Tour Bus. And it's just him in his car. He drives up next to a tour bus. And, hey, it's The Rock. Ah, and everybody goes, how about the video? Dude, The Rock is, how do you get that big?
Yeah, dude, he's a tank. I wonder
his
if he's
shoulders
juicing,
are it's like a dude inside of a dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like his shoulders are so big, they're like it's like a body in itself inside of another like body.
Do you think he's juicing? Do you think maybe he's
of course he's juicing. But dude, you don't get that big.
Here's the thing.
Come on.
Maybe not like the typical steroids that we're how do we get on this? Why were we talking about Dwayne The Rock? You just bring it up.
Just some random video I saw on the internet.
Maybe it's not like the legit, like you're the steroids that we're all familiar with, right? Mm-hmm. But if he's paying the big money for like all the testosterone, you know.
It's steroids, but they don't call it steroids.
Exactly.
You know?
He's taking stuff that like we naturally have in our body. And you do that. Like, I saw a picture not terribly long ago of Mel Gibson. And, dude, he looked like buff, man. And he's, 60-some-odd years old? And apparently he was coming out of, like, this testosterone therapy clinic over in L.A. where you can go and they pump you up basically to the testosterone level you had when you were, like, 19 years old, 21 years old. You know what I mean? So, yeah, maybe that's what he's doing. I don't know.
Jacked up.
He's eating babies is what he's doing. That's crazy.
Hey, if you're not competing and if there's no rules against it, then, yeah, you're doing movies. You want to look all jacked up. You probably want to get in a Marvel movie maybe or something.
No one wants to see a skinny action star, all right? Ridiculous. All right. Well, let's move on from us talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson's super sexy, nice ripped body.
Big tan muscles.
His big tan muscles. He could carry us away.
Live in the sunset.
Live right in the sunset. All right.
Jesus.
All right, let's do your rock news and rock history, you pervert.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Of course, and tell them thank you for bringing you the Screaming Yellow Summer as well. I got two stories here. I'm going to kick off with just a quick one. Some scary news hopefully will turn into positive news. Corey Taylor has tested positive for COVID-19 and canceled an appearance at the Astronomicon. It was in Ann Arbor, Michigan this past weekend. Taylor made the announcement, told everyone that he had COVID. He was feeling really, really sick. He said, maintaining everyone's health and safety is paramount in these times. COVID is no joke and can affect anyone, even those who have been vaccinated. Sadly, this includes celebrities, and that he's talking about himself. So he's all right. He at this point, obviously, he's feeling rough, but he's still kicking, and we wish him a speedy and safe recovery. So he's out of there.
Glad to hear that he's all right.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a weird thing about, we'll say celebrities, or we'll just say,
concert people.
Music. It's so many people around.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting yourself in front of so many people, you know, every other night.
Yeah.
It's like, of course, you're going to run through it. Yeah. You're going to see it at some point. Yeah. It's got to be kind of nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah.
Fans and
for
whatnot,
sure.
You know?
For sure. I would just be in a bubble until I went on stage, and then I would get back in the bubble. Hell, I'd be in the bubble on stage. Like, everyone get in a bubble just for this little hangout. It'd be fine.
You know that little glass thing the drummers get in church? You know what I'm saying? Give me one of those.
I'll be fine. You're one of those drumming cages. So anyway, Corey, we wish you the best. Hope you start feeling better, man. Lastly, in your rock news, David Lee Roth has responded to remarks made by Gene Simmons and Rolling Stone that he feels, quote, Diamond Dave is no longer up to the task of opening for Kiss for their End of the Road tour. Instead of issuing a statement, Roth has posted a photo on his socials of a young boy, perhaps it's him, flipping the middle finger with the message, Roth to Simmons. Shots fired! Shots fired! Simmons, who is in the mid-70s, signed a management and production contract with Van Halen and produced their demo tapes, said that, quote, it bears noting that during Dave's heyday, nobody did what he did. He was the ultimate frontman. Not Plant, not Stewart, nobody. He took being a frontman way beyond anything, and then I don't know what happened to him, something. And you get the modern day Dave. I'd prefer to remember Elvis Presley in his prime, sneering lips back in Memphis, you know, doing all that. I don't want to think of bloated naked Elvis on the bathroom floor. So basically, Gene Simmons is saying David Lee Roth is not who he used to be. All right. He's not the guy that we all know. And so we don't want him on tour anymore. It's kind of what it is. Kind of rough. Kind of rough, you know?
Bunch of old guys going at it, huh?
Can I be, that's in it. Is, like, let's be honest. Is Gene Simmons really the same guy he was back in the 70s, 80s, you know?
Of course he's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been how many years,
he's
dude?
Like, walking a little slower in those you know, 7-inch platform boots that he wears.
Hey, yeah. Gene, just because you dye your hair jet black doesn't mean you still got it. Right?
All those guys. I'll admit, I did see Van Halen. This was back in, it was a handful of years ago. And it was Eddie, it was Roth, it was Wolfgang on, I can't remember the joke. But anyway, so it was an awesome show. And seeing Eddie and Roth together was awesome. But Dave forgot some of the words. He had like this, like mat down, like this tarp down, so he could do like his normal slides. Didn't see as many of the high kicks, but again, he's 70-odd years old. I don't expect him to do that stuff, all right?
If he dude's going to break a hip on stage.
If he needs a few notes on the songs, that's fine. I'm not going to be judgy on him. Be like, oh, yeah, he's 70 years old, all right? Cripes. Anyway. So.
Forgetting words, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Hey, the last three times I've seen Ozzy, he's had a monitor with the words in front of him. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, you know, what's the trick to that? You just point the microphone to the crowd and have them sing it for a while.
Yeah, exactly. If you forget the words. No, I think it's a very common thing. It's more common with the older guys. And they basically have like a karaoke setup down on the stage. So if you see them looking down, they're reading the words. So, which again is fine. I mean, whatever. You've been doing this for a long time, all right? You've been putting your body through it. It's okay. It's fine, man. Anyway, so shots fired between the Van Halen and Kiss camp. Hopefully they can all kiss and make up, and they'll be fine. So, all right, I did it. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, August 23rd, 1947, the legendary Keith Moon of The Who was born in Wembley, England. Sadly, he died in 1978 at the age of 32 from an overdose. Keith Moon is the rock star that all rock stars pretty much base their stuff on. All right. You hear the stories of, you know, the old cliches of tearing up hotel rooms and throwing TVs out the window and driving motorcycles into pools. That was Keith Moon. He did it. That was the guy. All right. He's the one.
That such a thing. Yeah. Every hotel, they like hosted like a band. Oh, my God. Here we go.
You're
going to sacrifice a TV. What's going to happen in the hotel? What's going to happen in the pool area?
And obviously, this was all fueled by drugs and alcohol. He did have a major problem, and it eventually took his life. But yeah, when you hear rock star and you imagine a rock star, it's all because of Keith Moon. That was the guy that did it. That did it. So, all right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.